What have you given? What have you got? Where you've been living was guaranteed not. The freedom you enjoy, the fight that kept you free, for the mothers who lost their boy, to keep alive the likes of you and me. When you stop and think about how things could have gone, when on July 4th, quill dipped in ink, light was shed for a lasting dawn. America was born of blood and tears, rights enshrined for hundreds of years, liberty defined, and all that's left to say is God bless you and God bless the USA. Live from Homer, Alaska, I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose.
Go, Brandon. I agree.
Yeah. It's showtime.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
On the eve of our struggle for independence, a man who might have been one of the greatest among the founding fathers, Dr. Joseph Warren, president of the Massachusetts Congress, said to his fellow Americans, "Our country is in danger, but not to be despaired of. On you depend the fortunes of America. You are to decide the important question upon which rests the happiness and the liberty of millions yet unborn. Act worthy of yourselves." Well, I believe we, the Americans of today, are ready to act worthy of ourselves. Ready to do what must be done to ensure happiness and liberty for ourselves, our children, and our children's children. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around. And this makes us special among the nations of the earth. Our government has no power except that granted it by the people. It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people. Their patriotism is quiet but deep. Their values sustain our national life. With the idealism and fair play which are the core of our system and our strength, we can have a strong and prosperous America at peace with itself and the world. So with all the creative energy at our command, let us begin an era of national renewal. Let us renew our determination, our courage, and our strength. And let us renew our faith and our hope. It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams. We will again be the exemplar of freedom and a beacon of hope for those who do not now have freedom. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose, and today, Radio on Freedom, celebrating July 4th. Happy Independence Day to you. I wish you and your family a very safe and wondrous holiday. Remembering the words of Thomas Jefferson today, I never considered a difference of opinion in politics, in religion, in philosophy, as cause for withdrawing from a friend. Let that be the hallmark of today, that you can have friends that are wrong. You can have friends that you disagree with, and yet they can remain friends. That, I think, truly, that is the one way we can actually come together. Because you're not a Republican or conservative. You're not a liberal or a Democrat. You're not a libertarian or a nutty Green Party. I'm just kidding, a Green Party person. You're an American. And today, I think that's the hallmark of today, but it's something we can carry forward.
Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
We were born.
Wait a minute,
the
Ronald.
Also younger than the
One of the greatest things about Ronald Reagan growing up in the Reagan era was his sense of humor and diplomacy and decorum always, even in humor, even in the height of the Cold War and winning the Cold War. He never lost his sensibility. He never lost his great patriotism, love of this country, love of you, and love of humanity.
Smell the sea, yeah. Feel the sky.
Let your soul. We have some great patriots right here in Homer, Alaska. I want to thank Captain's Coffee, VBS Heating, VBSheating.com, keeping Alaska warm for more than 20 years. Rhonda Johnson, Cornerstone Home Lending. These are people that keep this program on the air. These are people that, with their support, make your and my exploration in all things prosperous, possible, and American possible every single Tuesday here on Top of the World. Catch Mac Bay Title, the Huff family, up and down the peninsula with two offices, Stewart Title and Soldotna. Catch Mac Bay Title and Homer. Homer Electric Association, keeping the lights on for you and me both.
Just like way back in the days of old, and magnificently we will flow.
I want to thank Mr. David Webb and Mr. David Becker for being at the radio station, making this all possible here on the 4th of July, where you'll find the most holidays. You and I can be enjoying ourselves and living large on a federal, state, or work holiday. These guys are tirelessly keeping the airwaves alive with news, news you can use. Thank you to David and David, David Squared. My brother David and my other brother David. Zoe and I are going to be emceeing the Homer Chamber of Commerce Parade today. Looking forward to that. If you're anywhere near the bandstand at Pioneer Avenue across from the bookstore at Bay Realty, Zoe and I will be up on the balcony. Somebody asked how I'd like sharing the microphone. I said, well, as a narcissist, I object to it. However, I am glad to share with my daughter, Zoe. We're going to be celebrating America and celebrating you all program today, the entire hour here on Top of the World. Stick around.
Say hey, hey, yeah. Hey, hey, yeah.
You're listening to what my mom calls the greatest show on earth on Top of the World Radio. Radio on purpose. I'm Christopher Story along with Mr. David Webb. Thank you for being here. We are celebrating America, celebrating the greatest country on earth. You hear a lot about spreading democracy and defense of democracy around the world at your expense. And I thought to myself, what would Milton Friedman say?
Nobody believes in democracy. You will find it hard to find anybody who will say that if that is democracy interpreted as majority rule. You will find it hard to find anybody who will say that if 55% of the people believe the other 45% of the people should be shot, that's an appropriate exercise of democracy. What I believe is not in democracy, but in individual freedom, in a society in which individuals cooperate with one another and in which there's an absence of coercion and violence. Now, it turns out that democracy, in the sense of majority voting, is an effective means for achieving agreement on some things, on things which are not very important. Really important things. We require much more than a simple majority. We require something as close to unanimity as we can get. That's why we have a constitution as well as legislative law.
America!
Love me some Ray Charles. I know you do as well. Also, I want to give a shout out to our very own Anna Reed, along with a great American, a U.S. Marine, Barbara Sim. They sang our national anthem. You'll hear a little bit more from Barbara Sim in just a little bit, an original song. As we celebrate America and we celebrate those that have given so much so that you and I and do what we're going to do today, which is celebrate freedom. What are you doing today? Enter to win a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee, which is open, by the way. Captain's is open for you. Tell me what you're up to today. 907-299-7653. Text in from all around Alaska, from the bottom of the world at Dutch Harbor all the way to the top of the world at Delta Junction, Fort Greeley, and everywhere in between. What are you up to? 299-7653.
Oh,
Some of them may look back and ask themselves whether they've made the right choice, whether they've made the most of the opportunities they've been given. Together, we have the same mission. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted, but you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings. The next generation of American leaders, never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. Never quit. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward. And always have the courage to be yourself. America is better when people put their faith into action. Pray to God and follow His teachings. Today, each of you begins a new chapter as well. When your story goes from here, it will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. As long as you have pride in your beliefs, courage in your convictions, and faith in God, then you will not fail. As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Today, celebrating on this very special 4th of July, you and I get to spend together celebrating America, all she stands for, and all the patriots that make these kinds of exercises in our First Amendment rights possible. Horizon Wireless, 226-3130. If you want the best wireless connectivity, it's how we broadcast. Without their system, we do not broadcast our program. Call them, 226-3130. Also want a big shout out to TBC Radio, great patriots that help us take this very program you're enjoying and many other programs on the station and spread this all around the state in their great system. TBC Radio can get your word out on the street right now about your business. TBCRadio.com. Plus, AC/DC Electrical, back in black, not just for batteries, not just boat electrical, but also home security, also solar, and everything else you want. Call and stop by the folks, AC/DC on Pioneer Avenue in Homer, Alaska. Loved pulling this program together for you today and just had a great amount of fun going through the archives of things that we've collected and just people that in my childhood, the voices that to me are America.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee, Grant, and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders Fields and on the rock of Corregidor, on the bleak slopes of Korea, and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I am Independence Hall, the Monitor. I am the Merrimack. I'm big. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Hawaii and Alaska. 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia with his bread loaf under his arm. You can see Betsy Ross with her needle. You can see the lights of Christmas and hear the strains of Auld Lang Syne as the calendar turns again.
The late, great Mr. Johnny Cash. Yes, he said 200 million souls. Of course, how could he know that some 30 years later there'd be 320-some million souls here making up this great nation of ours, America? What are you up to today? Let me know at 907-299-7653. We've heard from Homer. We've heard from Anchor Point. What about you? Where is you? And what are you up to today? Enter to win a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee, captainscoffee.com. Chris Story here along with Mr. David Webb. Much more celebration of America coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back. Happy birthday, America. You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Bill just checked in. He said he is forging American steel on this great Independence Day. If you want to know what Bill's up to, when you're in Captain's Coffee or Ulmer's Drug and Hardware next, stop in the knife counter at the sporting goods section of Ulmer's and see his hand-forged knives. Or also, he's got a display in Captain's Coffee. When you walk in, turn to the right, you'll be looking at a display of incredible hand-forged knives. Bill is a master craftsman and a great American. Thomas Jefferson said, "The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Hard to believe people talked that way. I think he would have been canceled from Twitter for saying such a thing. And yet, it's so true. And I wonder, you know, if you've watched the movie, I just watched it recently, Mel Gibson's Patriot, and you think about the people, like the one loyalist who burned everybody alive in the church, remember? I mean, there were people like that. There were people that were just not willing. Obviously, that was a dramatization, but not willing to look at America as what she could be, and the freedom, and to pick up a gun and a musket and defend this idea. A little bit later in the program, we'll be hearing from Bono talking about the idea of America. Less of a geographic place on earth and more of an idea. And there were people amongst us that weren't willing. They fled to Canada. They fled or picked up arms in defense of tyranny, in defense of King George. So you have to ask yourself today, not to bifurcate between Americans, but understand and be empathetic with those who are unwilling today to look at what must be done in the defense of liberty, even against domestic forces, because they are at work. If you don't believe me, simply ask Paul and Marilyn Huber, residents of Homer, whose federal government stormed their castle, violated their Fourth and Fifth Amendments, and held them captive in their own home. That day, they came to me. The federal force came to me as well, simply for having spoken to them and exercised our First Amendment rights together here on this program, this broadcast. I shared the story of Paul and Marilyn in D.C. on January 6th, and that was enough to be visited, not raided, but visited upon my home by your federal government. So when we hear things like the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants from Thomas Jefferson, understand not everyone is going to be able to stand up and push back. And we shouldn't throw them under the bus and castigate them as less than American. They're just simply not the ones that are going to keep you free. You have to be willing. That's what it's up to you and me. Speaking of soldiers, speaking of patriots, Barbara Sim is visiting Alaska, and she's a guest of the Kilchers out at their homestead, and she is the gal that accompanied Anna opening our show with the anthem today, and she is a singer-songwriter, and here is a song by Barbara Sim. She is a proud U.S. Marine.
There's a story in every one of us, not one of them the same. There's something about the human heart, these hearts that can't be tamed. There's something wild in us all, something stirring and untamed, like the flicker of a growing flame, casting light in our own name. Let it shine, let it shine, let it show just who you are. Let it shine, let it shine, don't be ashamed of where you are. Like the storyline of a book, we all have to start somewhere. There's a challenge, something to overcome, something to make us turn the page. Every chapter, every line, there's a purpose every time. All the bad and all the good makes you exactly you. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it show just who you are. Let it shine, let it shine.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
The system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Nothing worth doing ever came easy. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. The future belongs to the people who follow their heart no matter what the critics say. We must always remember that we share one home and one glorious destiny. We all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all salute the same great American flag. Our best days are yet to come.
Anyway, it's not a right-left issue. It's a right-wrong issue. And America has constantly been on the side of what's right. Because when it comes down to it, this is about keeping faith with the idea of America. Because America's an idea, isn't it? I mean, Ireland's a great country, but it's not an idea. Great Britain's a great country. It's not an idea. That's how we see you around the world. As one of the greatest ideas in human history, right up there with the Renaissance, right up there with crop rotation on the Beatles' White Album. The idea, the American idea, it's an idea. The idea is that you and me are created equal. It will ensure that an economic recession need not become an equality recession. The idea that life is not meant to be endured but enjoyed. The idea that if we have dignity, if we have justice, then leave it to us. We'll do the rest. This country was the first to claw its way out of darkness and put that on paper. And God love you for it, because these aren't just American ideas anymore. There's no copyright on them. You brought them into the world. It's a wide world now. I know Americans say they have a bit of the world in them, and you do. The family tree has lots of branches. But the thing is, the world has a bit of America in it too. These truths, your truths, they're self-evident.
What so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly beaming, and the rockets rang.
What a beautiful day here on Top of the World. I'm Chris Story, along with Mr. David Webb, bringing you what my mom calls the greatest show on earth in the greatest country on earth. We are exceptional. You are exceptional. I love you, and I thank you for being here, my brother, my sister, from another mother. Thank you for being here. I want to also thank AJ's Old Town Steakhouse for years now supporting this broadcast. Great patriots, Adrian and Alex and the whole crew at AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. Go online, ajsteakhouse.com, or call and make a reservation, 235-9949, ajsteakhouse.com. We've got Burton Braley plus Teddy Roosevelt and Ted Nugent? Oh, yeah, all of that straight ahead here on Top of the World. Stick around. You are listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose, and today it's Radio on Patriotism. We're celebrating the greatness of America and the greatness of you. I want to thank Dave and Bill. Dave and Bill are both going to Captain's Coffee, absolutely free. Remember, when you hear the opportunity to chime in, you never know who's going to win. There is no right or wrong answers here on Top of the World. There are as many right answers as there are genders? No. Thomas Jefferson said, "The man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers." Thomas Jefferson. The man who reads nothing is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. Oh, it's never been this bad with social media and mainstream media. Yes, clearly, it's always been the truth. If you do not apply critical thinking right now, then you might as well just give up. You must apply critical thinking. This has always been. Dave and I were just talking in the break. He just read a biography on Teddy Roosevelt, and he said it's an amazing parallel of what was going on then as to what is going on now. In fact, here, in his own words, is a speech given by Teddy Roosevelt.
The poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer. There are many men who feel a kind of twisted pride in cynicism. There are many who confine themselves to criticism of the way others do what they themselves dare not even attempt. There is no more unhealthy being, no man less worthy of respect than he who either really holds or feigns to hold an attitude of sneering disbelief toward all that is great and lofty, whether in achievement or in that noble effort which, even if it fails, comes to second achievement. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
I believe that a person's moral compass can be determined by how he references free men the right to defend themselves. The Second Amendment is so obvious to me, it's insane that there's an argument. God gave, let's pretend there is no document. Let's pretend brave families didn't leave the tyrants and the slave drivers of Europe so that they could practice the religion of their choice, so that they could speak out without being murdered, that they could produce wool without the king's men coming and taking it from them every season of harvest. Let's pretend none of that happened. Let's just pretend this guy named Ted Nugent parachuted onto Earth and woke up one morning and saw these wonderful resources and had dreams of excellence and being the best that I could be. I don't need a document, and I don't need another man to explain to me that I have the right to defend my gift of life, and that there is an argument in America, from Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
They call me Old Glory, and I fly over this land that I love. But I am more than just a flag that you see wave above. I've stood for freedom and for faith 200 years and more. Your father's fathers cherished me, and their fathers gone before. I was born in Philadelphia, where they wrote the Declaration. Now, I'm in the homes of patriots all across this nation. You'll see my sweet red, white, and blue on Rocky Mountain Towers. But mostly, I'm in the hearts of those who love this land of ours. Now my red is for the blood that stained the grass on Bunker Hill. My white is for the light that shines on soldiers' graves so still. My blue is for the hope that morning skies bring us each day. These colors join to make me strong, and they will never fade away. I've flown over the brave young men in the jungles where I'd lead them. You'll see me at the Alamo, the shrine of Texas freedom. And I wave over Pearl Harbor, where some forever sleep. And you'll see me in old veterans' eyes and in the memories they keep. And even now in the hills of Arlington, where just the other day another hero found his rest, and now with the best he lay. And I was folded in a tight triangle for the grieving widow there, and I felt her tears fall on my cloth as she closed her eyes in prayer. Now I know today, misguided souls might say, you be a fool to teach your children some old rhyme that you once learned in school. Well, I tell you now, that pledge you make with your hand upon your chest, that's a pledge to honor those who gave their all, that we be blessed. That we be blessed to live in freedom, without hunger, without fear. Blessed to raise our families. So for all your given years, remember those who fought and died for you. They do it all again. So when you pledge allegiance, you honor and thank all of them. And to my country's sons and daughters, this pledge I'll make so true. You fight to keep me flying high, and I'll inspire you. You'll see me waving in the breeze above the old town square, and you'll know these colors, that's old glory flying. Yes, they call me Old Glory, and I've been around a while. And sure, I've got a rip and tear from a long and dusty mile. But God put me here so that I would fly from sea to shining sea. And I swear I'll live forever as long as you believe in me.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. What an honor to be here with you, exercising our rights as Americans, our freedom of speech. Do not let go of these rights easily. We should cling to them to our dying day. For David Webb and myself, I'm Chris Story, reminding you to look forward in life, learn from the past, but never forget that this right here is the good life, right here in the present. God bless America.